wine in China, it's treated by today's wine folk as something that's proof of how westernized China's become. But how about the wine that was being drunk in China at least 1,000 years before Christ? Well, Keith Wilson is curator of the exhibit Ancient Chinese Jades and Bronzes. It's at the Freer Gallery of Art at the Smithsonian in Washington, D.C. In that exhibit, you'll discover some fantastical wine vessels. Keith, welcome.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
So wine in ancient China, now it's probably very different from our idea of wine today. How early was this, and when and where?
Well, Chinese are certainly fermenting grains already by the Stone Age. The vessels that are on display in the Freer are generally made around the period between 1200 and 1000 BCE, so a bit later than the Stone Age. They represent a variety of shapes, and we think that the different shapes probably reflect the ritualization of alcohol consumption. Because the vessels were used for very highly organized ceremonial banquets that were offered actually to deceased ancestors. First of all, I should say something about the meaning of wine. That the word is so broad, but to make sure that listeners understand that this isn't a fruit-based, especially not a grape-based wine like mm-hmm. is the most common today in the West. In Chinese antiquity, it most likely was fermented grains, and therefore we should think of it more kind of on parallel with something like sake, which is distilled rice wine. But they were also using millet and sorghum, other kinds of grains. They were probably made shortly before the event itself. And the presentation of the ritual and the use of the wine in that context apparently involved a number of different steps, because we have different shapes of containers that seem to be involved in the ritual. They were wine buckets, in many cases with lids, so we know that they were probably used to store the wine before the event, the lid helping to keep the liquid free of impurities. And often these containers with lids have bale handles, like a pail. So we can imagine that they were made to actually carry the wine to the event. Then there are large tripods, vessels that have three legs, generally with a spout. These seem to have been made for warming the wine. So again, very different from our concept of wine consumption today. And then service vessels, cups of various shapes and sizes. The ritual itself would begin with offerings to the deceased, and the offerings were both liquid, alcohol,
right,
and food. And then after the spirits had been fed, so to speak, the participants, the officiants in the ritual itself would probably have consumed the things that had been offered to the spirits.
So who would have been performing these ceremonies? Who would have partaken of them?
Our best guess is that rituals like this were based on clan groups. The vessels themselves being made out of very precious materials, they would have been extremely prized commodities. And so it may have been that elders actually officiated at the event itself. China, even then, was very much a society based on filial piety, that's respect for elders. And so one can imagine that they would have been the officiants.
Some of these vessels that you have illustrated, they're in the shape of fantastical animals. The detail is also really striking.
Yeah, the pieces that we're talking about are all cast bronze. Many of them are quite heavy, anywhere from, say, 5 to 15 pounds, and that's without the liquid inside. even though they may not be massive in scale, they are kind of monumental in feeling. Generally, the outsides of the vessels are completely decorated, often with symmetrically organized frontal masks that look a little bit like an animal you're looking at head on. Often the primary elements of those designs, the eyes, the horns, the snout, the mouth, are raised slightly in relief above the surface of the vessel with very fine background patterns, so that there's a kind of texturing that helps to offset the pattern on the surface.
These are works of art.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, a friend of mine says no Chinese object was ever intended to be on display in a museum. Chinese objects are very functionally inspired, but because the particular pieces that we're talking about today are just so remarkable, they've been treasured and collected in China for centuries, and in the West, certainly for the last 150, 200 years.
Keith, thanks so much for talking with us.
My pleasure.
Keith Wilson is curator of the Ancient Chinese Jades and Bronzes exhibit at the Smithsonian's Freer Gallery of Art in Washington, D.C.